Welcome back to Money News right around the country. Well, if you're like me, you might be interested in social media. So let's say, for example, you've got a Facebook account and you might have a Twitter account, which I've got. You may even have a LinkedIn account. Now, could anybody please, 131873, give me a call and tell me how the hell LinkedIn works? Because I'll tell you something. I have got no idea whatsoever why I even have a LinkedIn account. All these people who want to suddenly hook up with me on LinkedIn, I've got no idea why. I don't know. It's a networking thing, I think, but I kind of don't get it. So when I woke up this morning and suddenly discovered that Microsoft has decided to pay $26 billion, with a B, billion, $26 billion US for LinkedIn, I thought, well, they must know how to work it. Somebody must. Well, then I went and had a bit of a look at the share price because, you see, LinkedIn is listed on the stock market. And apart from the fact that the LinkedIn share price after this deal was announced jumped by 46%, you would have liked to have been on that yesterday. The shares finished at $192 US. I had a look back, they were around $250 late last year. They then said things weren't going so well early this year. They dropped to $100, get that, $100. And now they've bounced back after this. Well, the only person I can think of who might be able to help me out with this, from Loftus Peak, funds managers who specialise in investing in tech companies such as this one, a good man as well, Alex Pollock is on the line right now. Hello, Alex, how are you going?
Hi, Ross. I'm darn well. Thank you. And yourself?
Good, thank you. Are we connected on LinkedIn? Do you know that? We should be.
Look, I'm on it, and I'm pretty sure that if you're not on it, you're mentioned on it. So we're probably in some
way. No, I'm definitely on it, but I just don't know why I'm on it. That's the truth. All right, so we're probably hooked up there. The question is, I mean, just explain this, because I kind of don't work out where the business model of LinkedIn is. I can see it with Facebook. I understand it with Google. I can see it even to a certain extent with Twitter, which has struggled. There is no doubt about that commercially. But LinkedIn, I'm just in the dark working out how they're going to make any money.
Look, two-thirds of LinkedIn's revenue comes from recruitment advertisers. That means that companies who want to hire people go in and they find in LinkedIn an audience from which they can draw qualified candidates.
Has anybody ever got a job through LinkedIn? I mean, there's all these things that are out there that say there's all these jobs out there for you, and I go, why would I want any of those jobs?
No, no, there are recruiters that go through LinkedIn, and people do get jobs from LinkedIn, and you would be surprised how that referral network works.
Well, I've obviously got the wrong contacts on LinkedIn because nobody's offering me any jobs that are any good on the damn thing, so that's why I'm skeptical about this. Well, I've got about five jobs. That's a different matter. So tell me this. To you, did $26 billion from Microsoft fall LinkedIn, did that seem to make any sense to you?
Look, I do struggle with the valuation of LinkedIn a little bit, not so much with LinkedIn itself, but why Microsoft would pay quite that much money for it. But the game in LinkedIn essentially is Facebook for business, right? So people who are in business can't communicate, as it were, through Facebook because it's too social a platform. But they can kind of do a whole lot of businessy type communications in LinkedIn, and so it works for that on that level. The way the whole game is moving online right now is that people are talking to one another through these platforms. Atlassian's got a couple of them. There are a few of these platforms out there, and they're talking to one another, and LinkedIn is another one of them as well. Microsoft doesn't have anything in that space. LinkedIn is in that space. And the one I was going to mention before is Slack is in that space as well, a company called Slack, and it's a bit of a darling right now. It's worth several billions of dollars as a startup. Microsoft is very worried that just like Google came and ate their lunch in search and a whole lot of other places, that companies like Slack and Atlassian are going to eat their lunch in this business communication. They've got all the people on the tools, which is the Microsoft Office and Excel and Word and all that sort of stuff. They've got it, but they haven't got them connected up. And that's what the LinkedIn thing solves for them.
Okay. So in other words, they want to get into the space where Twitter and Facebook and all of that sort of social media is. So this is their way of trying to address the business side of it, because that's quite clear, is that LinkedIn is a business application tool for working people, distinct from Facebook, which is for social. So the question is, do you think that they can incorporate it into some of their software programs and applications, say, for example, their Outlook program? And as a result, because it seems to me even Google there with Google Docs and the Google email application is also having taking big bites out of Microsoft's traditional, money-earning business.
Look, that's exactly right. The answer to that question is it's all in the execution, right? If you say it quickly enough, like anyone can do it, but Facebook makes the Facebook feed work because they tweak it in such a way as that you can keep it open while you're doing other things. Microsoft, you can should be able to work on Excel, use your Outlook mail, or do whatever you want to do, and theoretically you should be able to have a LinkedIn feed somewhere on the page as well, and the two will work together, but it's all in the execution. If you screw that up, then, you know, it won't work, but if you are, you know, subtle enough and careful enough, and Satya Nadella is a very clever guy at Microsoft, make no mistake, way smarter than the last guy, and if he approaches it with the right kind of light touch, it can work. Nobody knows if it will, but it can.
Tell you what, Alex Pollack from the funds manager Loftus Peak, examining all of these tech companies and investing in the ones that they think are best suited. Right, the challenge for anybody, give me a call, 131873. Does LinkedIn actually work for you? Have you actually got a job through it? And the job for Alex Pollack this afternoon or this evening is to actually connect with me on LinkedIn if we aren't already. Alex, have a great evening.
Thank you, Ross.